Now, after the Holy Ghost moves over these people, they can then speak in tongues. And what are the tongues? Gibberish. These tongues are the tongues that one will hear in hell. When one is in hell, there will be all kinds of noise. There will be all kinds of a cacophony of noise, but there will not be a speaking in tongues. To speak in tongues means to speak in an understandable, clear way, a language on this earth that we do not know. So if in this sermon I switch over to speaking perfect French, or perfect German, or perfect Tamil, where I used to be in South India, or perfect Hindi, or perfect Tagalog, or perfect Cebuano, if I switch over to speaking these languages perfectly, then I will be speaking in tongues. So if any Filipino comes in, they will know what I am saying. Any Indian comes in, they will know what I am saying. To speak in tongues means to speak in a language that is understood by those who speak that language. Modern fools say in the charismatic movement, we speak in tongues. And then somebody has to interpret the tongues, like interpreting a politician's speech. You don't know what the heck they're saying, but whatever it is, it's unintelligible and it's wrong. When we speak, God says, let your yes be yes, let your no be no, and speak clearly. So that if you hear me speaking perfect French or perfect German or perfect Spanish or perfect Italian or perfect any other language upon this earth, you will know that I am speaking in tongues. Some of the saints did this. St. Francis Xavier spoke in tongues. The apostles spoke in tongues. When St. Thomas came to South India, he spoke perfect Tamil. He wrote Tamil literature and poems, and the poetry that he wrote in Tamil is still existent in the world today. Written by St. Thomas the Apostle 2,000 years ago in absolutely perfect Tamil. He spoke it perfectly the second he arrived in South India. That's speaking in tongues. To speak in tongues means to speak clearly the language of another. And when we are speaking tongues in the name of Christ, we are speaking the truth. The charismatic movement is a wicked lie. Also note this concerning inspiration. We have a word about inspiration in the gospel today. When Lord Jesus Christ says, you shall speak what the Holy Ghost suggereth, what the Holy Ghost suggests to you. That is to say, that when I speak the words of Christ, I am not to repeat word for word the exact words he said in the Bible. I do this in prayer. I'm not to repeat word for word the exact words he dictates to me, but I am to repeat idea for idea in my own way. This is what the apostles did. When Matthew wrote down Hebrew, he wrote down the Hebrew, when St. John or St. Luke wrote the gospel in Greek, he was a Jew. He learned Greek as a Jew. He was not a native Greek speaker. And therefore, when he wrote the Gospel of St. Luke, he wrote Jewish Greek, like Mexican English or Indian English. Imagine reading the Gospel written in Indian English, written in Mexican English. You say, that guy does not know how to speak English. You could understand the words, but you could say that guy was not an American. He was not an Englishman. He was a Mexican. He was an Indian writing in English. And that's the way that St. Luke wrote in Greek. So St. Augustine said, if the Holy Ghost inspired the Bible, he would have inspired Luke to use good Greek. He used Jewish Greek. He didn't use Greek Greek. And Mark was worse. He wasn't as smart as Luke. He used bad Greek. And St. Matthew, though he wrote in Hebrew, he was speaking Aramaic, and his Hebrew was not that great. God makes us speak according to our natures, exactly what he wants us to say, and the words are his words communicated through our tongues. Hence it says in the gospel today, the Holy Ghost shall suggest to you what to speak. The gospel must be said in a slightly different way in English than it's what it's said in German or in French. It will be said in a slightly different way in every language and every time. But it shall be exactly the same dogma, exactly the same spirit that speaks. And it shall be understood in the way that the Holy Ghost wants it to be understood, according to the truth. And yet the individuality will be shown. Hence it said in the gospel today, the Holy Ghost shall suggereth, sugerat, he shall suggest what you are going to say. He's not going to dictate what you're going to say. Why is this? Because we must not only communicate the doctrine, but the spirit of the doctrine. We must not just communicate the words of truth, but the spirit of the truth, which is not communicated only by words. And God wants our faith to be in human flesh. He wants it to be incarnated in every age. We're going to use the elements of our age to communicate the truth to the people of our age, the same unchanging truth. And so and it's going to be done by the power of the Holy Ghost, not by the power of man. God made sure that it would be very clear to all mankind of all time. When St. Peter spoke his beautiful sermon today that converted 3,000 people, and repeated the sermon tomorrow that will convert 2,000 people, and there will be 5,000 Catholics by Monday evening in our holy church, and immediately persecution shall begin, and the church shall grow rather than shrink, and they shall not flee like they did on Holy Good Thursday. They shall be strong because of the Holy Ghost. And the second reason they will be strong is because they will become the children of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Our Lord said, "Woman, behold thy son." There's something about the way we're made as human beings that we cannot be strong. We cannot be confident. We don't know where our home is unless we have a mother. And that mother is our home. That mother is our place. Without a mother, we don't have a home. Without a mother, we don't have a direction. And so the Blessed Virgin Mary, the spouse of the Holy Ghost, who conceived by the Holy Ghost, the Blessed Virgin Mary becomes our mother. And this is the difference between St. Peter on Palm Sunday, Pentecost Sunday, as opposed to St. Peter on Good Friday morning. Good Friday morning, St. Peter had only Christ, but he was not yet fully the child of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And he was not yet filled with the Holy Ghost. And therefore he failed miserably. But on Pentecost Sunday, he is truly the Son of Mary. And he is truly filled with the Holy Ghost. And he is able to preach what is suggested to him by the Holy Ghost. And the church can be born. It's the will of God that our faith be spread by the church. That it be spread by weak human beings inspired by the Holy Ghost, children of the Blessed Virgin Mary, to spread the faith to every age and every tongue and every people. We must bring every tongue to our Lord, every nation to our Lord, every people to our Lord, and we speak the same gospel and the same truth in that language. Which is also one reason why Holy Mother Church keeps Latin as the principal language of the church. So the same single Latin language is used for all of our doctrines that the priests should know throughout the entire world. Then they're to take these Latin unchanging doctrines and then translate them into their local languages. So they will say the same doctrine in Germany, coming from Latin, in France, coming from Latin, in America, coming from Latin, in India, coming from Latin, and they will sing the same doctrine, preach the same truths to every people on earth. In this way, we are speaking in tongues, even when we are not using other languages than the one that we were born with, because we are speaking from the language of heaven in the language of earth, and this is a speaking in tongues. But their language must be known clearly. The doctrine must be known clearly by all souls who are in this world. And the Holy Ghost gave the power to preach the same truth to every age. The modernists claim this truth evolves. And they claim this truth changes with the ages and it is developed. But in the anti-modernist oath, what St. Pius X made us take as priests back in 1910 until the present, and they're all priests are supposed to say it, that we must understand that the faith never changes and is able to be understood by men of every nation, by men of every age, including our own pathetic age. That we can understand the truth. It is adapted, the gospel is adapted to the people of every age, including our age, and the gospel cannot be changed. We speak in a language we did not speak it before. We speak it at a time that we did not speak it before. But it will be the exact same unchanging truth that was already accommodated by God 2,000 years ago for every single age and every single people until the ending of the world. And the Holy Ghost will never suggest a development changing development of doctrine. He'll never suggest an quote-unquote evolution of doctrine. This is a lie. The same doctrine never changes. We talk about transubstantiation. It was an SSPX priest, another fraternity St. Peter priest, told me that transubstantiation, St. Peter, knew nothing about it. That we know better the Blessed Sacrament than St. Peter did, because he never used the word transubstantiation. When St. Peter celebrated the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, he said, "This is my body." When I celebrate the Holy Sacrament of the Mass, I say, "This is my body." And the same body of Jesus Christ comes into that host. Who knows that body better? St. Thomas Aquinas, modern priests, or St. Peter? St. Peter knows that body better than any of us. He lived with Christ. He stood with Christ. He swam to the shore to embrace Christ. He ate the fish cooked by Christ. He lived with Christ. He knew everything more about Christ than we can ever know about Christ. And he knew that that whole Jesus Christ, body and blood and soul and divinity, was inside that host when he said, "This is my body." He knew the entirety of it, and with a real and true infallible doctrine in a way that is not better known by us. We simply use the word transubstantiation in order to fight against the heretics who don't believe that the whole substance of Christ is in the host. But St. Peter knew, and still knows to this day, that the whole substance of Christ is in the host. He did not use the word transubstantiation, but when that word was brought to us about 800,000 years ago, it did not bring a new doctrine. It simply took the same exact doctrine that was handed down to us by Christ and by St. Peter and the Apostles and put it into a language that we can understand for our age. But no new doctrine, no evolution of doctrine, no change of doctrine. The Holy Ghost never suggests a new teaching. He simply suggests for us to speak in the language of our times to the people of our nation, the unchanging, infallible truths given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ through the protection and breath of the Holy Ghost commanded by the Father. And God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.